Attorney General Ken Paxton after years of accusations of criminal misconduct and misuse of power. 60 Republicans voted to impeach Paxton, who's also a Republican.
There have been 121 ayes and 23 nays, 2 present non-voting. The resolution is adopted.
Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan. The resolution included 20 articles of impeachment against Attorney General Ken Paxton. They were rolled out by Republican State Rep Andrew Murr.
We will not tolerate corruption, bribery, abuse of office, retaliation, and all the related charges that have been presented to you.
The trial to remove Paxton permanently now shifts to the state Senate, where his wife is a senator. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
It's early Sunday in Kyiv, where the mayor says Russia has shelled the city overnight. He also says the Ukrainian military has shot down Russian air targets. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Kharkiv, where she says Ukraine has launched a new propaganda assault.
Ukraine has upped the ante in the slickly produced video showing troops preparing for battle with those Western weapons, including American-made armored vehicles, artillery, and rocket launchers. It was posted by their commander-in-chief, General Valery Zaluzhny, with the message, "The time has come to take back what is ours."
From Florida to New England and California, millions of Americans have headed to the beach for Memorial Day weekend. CBS's Chanel Call is at a New York City landmark.
Beaches across the country are opening up. Here on New York's Coney Island, visitors are basking in the sun and opening their wallets, and business owners are ready to cash in.
Now that we have Memorial Day weekend coming up, you could see how busy we're going to be this season.
According to AAA, at least 37 million Americans will drive at least 50 miles from home this weekend. That's 2 million more than Memorial Day last year, but still below pre-pandemic levels.
This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for all the card or combo orders.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep. So clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 43. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 81. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 49. Partly cloudy Monday with highs around 82. 86 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, let's get back to live music with Harmonious Whale in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Hey, the next song you have for us tonight, it's called Things That Go, and you play many traditional songs, but this is one of your own. Tell us about this song before you play.
Right, this is an original song. Our man Sims wrote this one. In our band, you know, I write some songs too. I basically write about things that you might interpret to be the glass half empty, because that's how I walk through life, and Sims writes songs about more of the spirit of the glass is half full. This is a...
Jeff will write songs about the wrong size glass.
About what's in the glass.
But
this is, a hopeful song that Sims wrote. Things That Go...
Thank you.
Tumblr buzz by its silent scene. When I get $1,000, then I will come clean. Someday I'll change my luck and move back to receive. Good luck comes and good luck goes. Sometimes rains make rivers flow. I don't know much, but this I know. Things that come are things that go.
Whale live in the Devil's Lair. Guys, tonight Harmonious Whale is a quartet, and you have a guitar player, Scott Levenko. Let's hear from him.
He's our favorite Scott.
Are you guys introducing the new guitar player tonight? Is this the first show?
Coming in for our festival. Nice to meet you, Scott.
Maggie,
drove in from Milwaukee, huh?
Yep, I'm from Milwaukee.
Gotta get a microphone, brother.
Oh, we on it?
He's on one.
Oh,
you want mine? Oh,
there, check one too. There we go. Yep, my name is Scott. I'm from Milwaukee, and I actually started playing. I was a singer-songwriter before this style, and had that career. Went on tour, and just wasn't my scene. And so I quit music for a couple of years, and I ended up joining a hip-hop band playing bass. And in that band, we had a fiddle player who gave me a stack of Django CDs. And there was a couple songs I heard on there that I heard before, and I'm like, this is this guy, oh my gosh. And that's when it all started. So this was probably 2010 or 11 that I started getting into Django, and it totally changed my career and learned jazz, and here I am.
Wow, what a great story.
Do you still do any hip-hop at all? Or?
So actually, I'm in the process of recording another solo record of my own material, which is more, I guess I'm in more of the 80s pop vein for this one. So I don't know, I'm just trying something different. I've had songs over the years that I've written, and because I've been pursuing this, I haven't tried to play them or do anything with them. So, but I don't know, this winter, that's kind of my winter project this year, is to do some more recordings. So.
I'm going to give you a challenge right now.
Okay.
All right. You got to marry hip hop and gypsy jazz together in a song.
Whoa. Dig it. So I dig anything with a pocket. So anything with this color and a beat, I could see that working.
Yeah.
All right.
February 3rd and 4th is the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest at the Brink Lounge in Madison. And I know you guys are important cogs in the machine there. Tell us about Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest.
Well,
it's coming up. It's going to be a beautiful, exciting, passionate, moving,
change your life kind of thing.
We've been running the festival. Harmonious Whale started this festival about 22 years ago. It started out in a horse barn in the fall out in Fitchburg, Wisconsin, close to Madison. And it has moved into the Winterfest and a fall fest. So this is our midwinter festival coming up.
Was that the shoddy barn?
No, a different one. This was out in Fitchburg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friends of ours. We were on tour in Europe and ran into a fellow named Django. No, Robin Nolan, and became good friends of Robin in Amsterdam, and invited him to come here. And they were traveling a lot, so they came back and they couldn't believe it. Like a real barn, a real Wisconsin barn. And so that was the first concert out at the barn. And
we gave them their first tour in the U.S., actually.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And everyone was so excited about it, and we took them down to State Street. They played in the Montmartre at that time and blew the roof off of that place, and then they blew the roof off the barn. And it was a new...
Oh, no kidding.
Is it?
Oh,
Cafe Montmartre was the very first venue I played in 2001, I want to say. Yeah.
Oh, I think this was like 2004, so you were around.
I was around.
But,
so that's why we brought Scott on for this. Scott's going to be part of our band at the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest. And coming up to 8 years ago, Maggie and my son Henry passed away. And as we were doing ridiculous things like writing, what do you write? Not an epitaph.
Obituary.
I mean, what BS, you know, to write a... We didn't want to do it. And we thought, God, you know, we're going to have a ton of flowers, and what do you do with them? And so we wrote this little note that said, in lieu of sending flowers, kindly consider making a contribution to the Henry Mack Fund, and we will dedicate this money to budding young musicians who need a little help moving things forward. And
we're going to hear about that in a minute.
Do that later? Okay. But that's why the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest has always been part of that, and it's going great guns. The given the last 2 years of forgetfulness, and Maggie had mentioned that it was 22 years ago, well, we're going to call this one in September the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, we lost a couple years for the pandemic. Right?
We all did.
So we're really looking forward to this thing coming up next
weekend. Nobody cares about the fuzzy math anymore. Well, who else is playing at the Gypsy?
Friday night, Harmonious Whale will welcome, and then a band from the coast of Michigan, near Ludington, a band called Third Coast Swing is going to follow up. And the evening will be brought to a rousing close by Alfonso Ponticelli. And then we all jump up on stage and play a number together. On Saturday, the night will be opened by another band from Michigan, from Ann Arbor, called Django Phonic. And Daisy Castro is an old friend. She's from the East Coast. And she's bringing her band in from New York, the Daisy Castro Quartet. And Harmonious Whale will close it out. And then another rousing jam, and there's music in the lobby and a lot of merch.
Yeah,
lot
bring
of
your
CDs
instruments,
and
because there's lots of jamming that goes on in between the sets and before the festival starts, actually, before the concert starts, after the concert finishes. It's really fun. It's very energizing.
You're going to have a whole parade of people with cardboard boxes coming for you.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait.
Daisy Castro coming in from New York. She's on our new record. With us, so is Scott Levenka. They will be there, happy to sign your vinyl for you or sign your CDs, whatever you like. Yeah. But the new Harmonious Whale project is jam-packed with Gypsy Jazz.
And we've become excellent marketers. We own HarmoniousWhale.com and MidwestGypsySwingFest.com. We just figured that would be a good idea.
So that's
where you can go for, for information and tickets and such.
Well, let's get back to live music from Harmonious Whale here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you're going to perform for us tonight, it's called Sin to Tell a Lie. Does this include the little white ones, too?
The little white lies?
Yeah, those.
Maybe. This is an old Fats Waller tune. It's great, dance tune if you want to move your feet.
Let's dance.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you, 'cause it's a sin to tell a lie. Oh, millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. Now I love you, oh yes I do, you know I love you. And if you break my heart, I'll cry. So be sure that it's true when you say I love you, 'cause it's a sin to tell a
bride. She gets me to the altar, I'm sunk, 'cause I can't tell the preacher I was drunk. Lord have mercy on a no-count sinner, give me one more chance to let another man win. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Be sure
cross my
it's
heart
true when you say
I never, never, never tell another white lie. Took
a
little girl on a date last night.
Tell
you people she looked all right. I'm between the devil and the
heart.
Very nice. Harmonious Whale live in the Devil's Lair. Rocker, this is fun, man. This is good stuff.
And well, we're kind of getting towards the top of the hour, and there's a couple more things I want to ask you about. Briefly, tell us about your new album and where people can find it online.
Sure, a new album. Harmonious Whale's new album is called Wailing All Stars, and it's a project that we put together with guests, 15 amazing musicians that have played our festival throughout the years, and they joined us on the project, and these are a whole bunch of legendary gypsy jazz melodies that we put together, and the guest artists are fantastic. And we have that at harmoniouswhale.com in the merchandise department, or you can come to the festival and buy it. Musicians will be there to sign your new record for you, and check those out.
And just yesterday, maybe the day before, UPS dropped off cases of the LP. So we have
nice.
We have LPs.
Oh, in stock. Yeah.
Gypsy jazz on album.
And vinyl.
I want one of those.
You got it.
Now, let's talk philanthropy. In 2015, the Henry Mack Fund was created in memory of Sims and Maggie's son, Henry Delaney Potthoff. Can you tell us about your son and what your mission is with the Henry Mack Fund?
Oh, sure. Our son, Henry, was a really fine multi-instrumentalist and a very awesome human being. And after he died, we thought, you know, all musicians need a little help now and then. So this is a fund we put together, and the spirit of it is really quite enjoyable for all of us. And that is we award to a young musician who's making their way out there, and maybe they need a new amplifier, maybe they need a publicist, maybe they need gas in their car, who knows. But that's what it is. It's not a school scholarship. It's a moving along in your following the muse kind of scholarship. And we've been doing that for several years now and have had really fun recipients, and it's been a joyful thing. It's called the Henry Mack Fund, and part of the ticket sales of the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest always feed into the Henry Mack Fund.
If people wanted to donate or contribute to the fund, could they do that?
Yep. There's at the MidwestGypsySwingFest.com, there's a tab that says Get Involved, and there's a little explanation, a nice picture of Henry, and a little explanation of the Henry Mack Fund, and then links to send some money in, and know that we will keep paying it forward. This year we're awarding the fellow from Michigan named Grant Flick, who we have fallen in love with, and he is an honorary member of Harmonious Whale for the weekend, and just a lovely guy, and a good recipient of it. He's going to keep playing, so it feels right.
Yeah. And Harmonious Whale plays theaters, festivals, and music venues in big and large in Wisconsin and abroad. But your heart is in Wisconsin here. Soon you'll be traveling abroad to Scotland and doing some stuff. So tell us about Scotland. Tell us about Wisconsin. And we'll try and get like one more tune in before we end tonight.
The Scottish trips are Scottish and Irish trips are small buses. The Irish trip's about 20-some people on the bus. The Scottish trip is about 16. They're wonderful tours because they're super relaxed and really musically focused.
So it's Harmonious Whale on a bus with a bunch of music lovers.
That's it.
And every night there's a private or semi-private concert for us, and we jam with the Irish or Scottish musicians. We play on the bus. We play in the ruins of a castle or on a beach.
Oh, gosh.
Bring your instrument if you're interested in doing that. But it's a real laid-back tour called The Tours for People Who Hate Tours.
Us on the bus.
Because you've been at the pub the night before. You don't even have to be on the bus till 10 a.m. So, yeah, join us for the 10-day tour.
That sounds like a great time.
It really is. We have a gas.
It's wonderful, though.
And again,
great tour guides. We learn a lot.
HarmoniousWhale.com. There's a tab that says Irish and Scottish Tours, and you can learn everything about it at HarmoniousWhale.com. But you have to spell harmonious.
That's
and W-A-I-L. Is the whale part, W-A-I-L.
Yeah, don't get that mixed up.
So let's get back to some live music. We're running towards the top of the hour, so we may fade this out. But let's get back to live music from Harmonious Whale here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you are going to perform for us tonight is called Minor Swing. Is this a sad dance song?
No, it's a happy dance song.
Oh, no, it's a happy dance song.
In minor?
It was actually written by Django Reinhardt, who we celebrated his birth date on Monday. Now we're going to celebrate him in the Midwest Gypsy Swing Festival, February 3rd and 4th. And he wrote this melody. It's probably his most popular melody. In French, we would say swing minor, but we say minor swing.
All right. Well, Harmonious Whale, thank you so much for coming in
Jimmy,
tonight.
Thank
we really
you
appreciate
much.
It.
Rocker,
yeah.
Thanks a ton. Yeah,
thank Love
you.
The music. Have fun on the Scottish tour. Rocker has Max Inc. I don't know how we're going to make the transition from Harmonious Whale to Max Inc. Heavy.
Bam, like that, Jimmy.
You can do it.
We'll figure something out.
Flip that switch, brother.
Take it on, my people. Thank you.
Thank you.
One, two, three.
Your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 43. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 81. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 49. Partly cloudy Monday with highs around 82. 86 Tuesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 79.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A sweet sound to sing, as far as
Madison's Bon Scorpion. That is Grievous Angel here on Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker here with you till midnight throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. Go to civicmedia.us, grab the app, or check out our podcast. Before that, we heard a double shot from Sky Urchin to open Max Inc. Heavy. That was a song, Rose, and their brand new one before that to open everything up with Co Alone. Let's see. We got plenty of stuff coming up tonight. Some Brainerd, some Kudasai even, the Takeaways, and, of course, some Last Crack at 11, Essential Last Crack at 11. Right now, let's keep it going. This is Dog's Blood, Underground Wards.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. Maxinc Radio. Radio for the people.
Prison, my fear is contained in me.
Sigh. That is Rainy Day Radio. Of course, that features Butto from Last Crack, and we'll hear Essential Last Crack at 11, so stick around for that. Coming up, we'll have some Rap Bat Spider, The Takeaways, Damsel Trash, Lo-Fi Killers. We got it all right here on Max Inc. Heavy.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin
WFHR Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.